Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The Torah expert jabs two fingers towards Jesus, his tone crisp and clear, a challenge even. Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Well, Torah expert, what is written in the Torah, the law? How do you read it? The Torah expert, the lawyer, doesn't skip a beat. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, whole soul, whole strength, and whole mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Right, says Jesus. Do this, and you will live. But the lawyer must have the last word. Who is my neighbor that I must love? And Jesus answers with a story. A certain man goes down that long, winding road from Jerusalem to Jericho. You know the one, Torah expert. 17 miles long, with that 3,300-foot drop that makes your ears pop. The man comes around a corner, and a band of Lestai swarm out from behind the limestone rocks that line the way. Bandits. They swarm out like swirling desert spirits, and the bandits shatter the man's bones and break his flesh with their vicious clubs. They tug off his clothes. They howl satanic laughter into his ringing, concussed ears. The man lies half dead in a pool of his own urine and feces. Jesus cocks an eyebrow. Now, by chance, a priest comes down the path, trotting all the way from Jerusalem to Jericho, as priests like to do. You know, a lot of them live in Jericho. He lifts his skirts when he sees the man, steps to the other side of the road. A few minutes later, a Levite comes down the same road, and he too does that sideways tap dance. Now Jesus winks. Finally, a despicable mongrel, a bastard Samaritan, comes down the road. And he comes upon the scene. His rich robe drapes over his saddle. Clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop go the hooves of his donkey on the paved road. The Samaritan looks at the broken man. And he feels the man's neediness in his gut. He slips off his donkey. He unties the flasks of wine and oil that jingle against his saddle's pommel. He kneels beside the man. He tears strips of his own rich robe. He wipes away the urine and feces. He pours wine over the wounds, disinfectant. He soaks the strips in oil. Then wraps them around the man, and then he loads the man on his donkey, takes him to an inn, pays for everything. Jesus eyes the Torah expert. Who is the neighbor of the three? The lawyer is gritting his teeth by now. The neighbor is the one who showed him mercy. Jesus nods. Go and do the same. The Torah expert, the lawyer in our gospel reading, doesn't know who he is. What must I do to inherit eternal life? He is confident in his power to keep God's rules. He believes that he has always loved God with his whole heart, his whole soul, his whole strength, his whole mind. He's always loved his neighbor as himself. He lives without mercy because he doesn't need it. Why should anyone else? Most likely, we don't imagine ourselves as this legalistic lawyer in the story. And yet, strangely, when we hear the tale of the Good Samaritan, we also often slip into his grim calculations. What must I do to inherit eternal life? We often forget who we are. Because as we read the story, we think, we must be good Samaritans. We must love freely and widely. And that is part of the point of the story, no doubt. After all, Jesus ends the parable with that call to action. Go and do the same. But that is not Jesus' main point. It's a secondary point. And if we begin with the second point rather than the first, we join the lawyer in not knowing who we are. We assume that eternal life is first of all about our abilities, about what we have to do. What do I have to do to inherit eternal life? Where's the guy along the road for me to help out? Jesus looks at the Torah expert, the man who does not know who he is. This man believes he is self-sufficient. I can earn eternal life somehow, by hook or by crook. And yet Jesus sees the lawyer lying among the limestone rocks, eyes purple swollen, broken fingers scratching in the dirt. Jesus sees the man broken on the way to Jericho. And in that moment, Jesus feels the lawyer's neediness in his gut. And mercy fills Jesus' heart. Jesus, the despised Samaritan, Mary's bastard mongrel. Jesus pulls the reins on the donkey. Jesus slips off the beast. Jesus unties the flasks of wine and oil jingling against his saddle pommel. In this moment of verbal sparring, Jesus shows the Torah expert who he is. The broken, needy man, clubbed down by demonic forces, lying in the stench of his own fecal sin, his pride. He needs mercy. And Jesus shows him mercy. He kneels and pours the disinfecting wine over the lawyer's stripes. He tears off strips of his own rich robe. He soaks them in the olive oil, and he wraps them around the broken man. Sisters and brothers, who is it that lies among the limestone rocks in the story? Who is it that peers out of purple swollen eyes? Who is it that scratches in the dirt with a broken finger? It is you. It is me. Jesus shows us who we are in the tale. We are the ones leaving Jerusalem with our ears popping on that 17-mile journey. And the demonic lestai swarm out from behind the limestone rocks. Their vicious clubs shatter bone and break flesh. They tug off our clothes. They howl satanic laughter into our ringing, concussed ears. The forces of darkness leave us half dead beside the road. And in our weakness and in our fear, we let go of our spiritual bowels. We sin all over ourselves. Jesus shows us who we are. We are needy, broken people, lying in our own sin and misery, and we are unable even to call for help. We are the victims of the principalities and powers of this world, and we are sinners who need mercy. And so Jesus kneels beside us. Mercy fills his heart. He pours wine over our torn skin. He tears his rich robes. He washes off our stink. He wraps the oiled strips around our stripes. He hoists us onto his donkey. And we hear the clip-clop, 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 clip-clop on the paved road. We are the broken man. Jesus is our neighbor, the despised Samaritan. The point of the parable is, first of all, that we are people needing mercy. Jesus shows us who we are, and then Jesus shows us mercy. Our neighbor, the one we're called to love, our neighbor has found us, broken beside the road. And we cannot help now but love him. We live by mercy, the mercy of God through Christ and the Spirit. And then, and only then, mercy begets mercy. Jesus looks at us in his mercy. Who of the three seems to you to be the neighbor to the one fallen among bandits? The one who had mercy upon him. And Jesus smiles at us. Go and do the same. And now, as those who have received mercy, we travel the Jerusalem road wearing Jesus' rich robes, armed with his oil, wine, and sturdy donkey. We have received mercy. And so now we live in mercy towards others. Our hearts stir at the sight of those broken like us beside the road. And as we bind their wounds, they look up. And for the first time, they see Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.